Welcome to the Young Crones Cafe, where you can get a magic brew full of all sorts of information, both witchy and practical.
Grab a cup of coffee and join us. I'm Elizabeth, a wordsmith.
And I'm Dave, a modern-day sage.
We are going to talk about various witchcraft and life topics from a slightly more mature perspective, at least most of the time.
Thanks for joining us.
Here's a little something from the Young Crones Cafe to get you through until our next regularly scheduled episode. One for sorrow, two for mirth, three for a wedding, four for a birth, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret never to be told, eight for a wish, nine for a kiss, 10 a bird you should never miss, 11 for health, 12 for wealth, 13 beware the devil himself. Now this is a poem that's been associated with various blackbirds, but we're going to talk about crows today and how they are a synchronicity and kind of, for want of a better word, an augury in some ways for me in my practices over the years. Where we live in Texas, in Rochester, New York, we have what they call crow problems because they are taking over various small parks downtown, and it's a result of human trash because crows actually are carrion birds. However, the point I am trying to make is they seem to show up in my life with amazing regularity when I need to be paying attention to something because they make a loud noise and you have to notice them. Over the years, we've had different interactions with crows. I can remember one Samhain ritual that my partner Sue and I were going to be doing in her backyard, and my son dropped me off, and the crows scared the crap out of him because it was dusk, and there were a bunch of them, and I mean a lot of them, circling over her house, almost in a tornado effect because there was an air current. They tend to go to roost at night. And of course, they will roost in the local cemeteries because there are lots of trees and room. And they were on their way there. So that's just a joking reference to crows. However, I used to spend time years ago driving a lot on the backwoods areas of New York State where you go from 55 to 30 in a blink of an eye. And tickets can be a problem if you have a tendency to be trying to get somewhere in a hurry and or if you miss a sign. And I would always see a crow standing on the side of the road looking at me to let me know that there was a police officer sitting up ahead somewhere. And it happened with enough regularity that I began to understand that maybe they were giving me a little assist at that point. I see crows everywhere. In fact, when I got up this morning, they were just coming out of the cemetery, and parts of the sky looked almost like a black cloud as they moved through. And it was extremely noisy. And it was just a reminder that I needed to get up and start doing things today. I have a small list of things that I want to do, things that I find fun. And the crows reminded me in that respect that, yeah, I can go out and do that. So I tend to think of crows a lot because they seem to show up with enough regularity that they remind me of those other synchronicities that I should be paying attention to that show up for us as witches. The idea I'm trying to express here, and not very well because it's the first thing in the morning, is that you need to find something in your life that reminds you on a regular basis that you are a witch, that you are connected to the energies of the world and the universe around you with a lot more regularity than we give ourselves credit for. So with that being said, try looking for crows today if you want, wherever you are, if they happen to be part of your life, or any blackbird, raven's work, blackbird's work, or find something else from the natural world that seems to show up with enough regularity that maybe you should be paying attention to it. So until our next episode, as I always say, may you find mirth and reverence in all things. Well, it looks like the coffee cups are empty for this week. We hope you join us again next Tuesday, but you can find us at our website, twoyoungcrones.com. That's the number two, Young Crohn's.
We'd love to have you join our growing online Discord community. Check out our new Patreon presence. Just look for Young Crohn's Cafe. Through Patreon, you'll be able to make it to our Discord. We are also Young Crohn's Cafe on Twitter and Facebook.
Until then, remember, we are witches who work with energies to affect change.
We are believers in both immanent and transcendent divine.
We are celebrants of the passage of the solar and lunar cycles.
We are hedge walkers who pass back and forth between the worlds of the magical and the mundane.
We are seekers of knowledge.
And we are walkers of a spiritual tradition we call the path.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.